This show is brought to you by Audible.com and by the patrons, patreon.com/thegroupquest. Both links can be found at thegroupquest.com. In today's show, we talk about BioShock is a shock. Someone's changing their Twitter and Ubisoft. But we start today with more going on with Bobby Kotick and Activision Blizzard. This comes to us from Kotaku.com. And what this is saying is that the state of California has requested documents. Or no, not requested. They subpoenaed documents. That's my bad. That are related to the company's handling of the workplace issues. They've also subpoenaed the police department in Los Angeles area for any records that are related to Bobby Kotick and 18 other current and former Activision employees. In response to this, Activision Blizzard's representatives told the Wall Street Journal that the subpoenas were, quote, an extraordinary fishing expedition. That what they are looking for are any documents that dates all the way back to 2016. This is still going on and still nearly unbelievable. Now, we go from there to this from Destructoid.com, and what they found was from Ubisoft that the financial report that was released says that Skull and Bones still exists. So if a game is still active, it still makes money. And this game has been going on since about 2019, or has been delayed from 2019, but it still was pushed, and it might come out at 2023. So I was wrong by saying that's already out, but no one knows about it until now, and it is still scheduled to come out. So Skull and Bones will not come out this year. It might come out next year, but we stick with Ubisoft. And this comes to us from GameInformer.com. And they are quite confident that they will remain independent, considering that three companies bought other companies this year. Take-Two started the whole thing by buying Zynga, the mobile giant, for nearly $13 billion. Then, of course, the biggest deal, or the biggest gaming deal ever, Microsoft bought Activision Blizzard, $68.7 billion. And not too long after that, Sony bought Bungie for $3.6 billion. So, considering that Ubisoft has had its troubles, what would they be worth? You can tweet me at Joe Brums and tell me what Ubisoft is worth to you, and I'll take all numbers. We go from there to Retro Studios. This coming to us from Destructoid.com, and I got another one from Destructoid, but this one says that they've changed their Twitter header, their image, to Metroid. The point here is, if this is going to be the biggest game within your library, and you believe that, you want to push this very hard. So we'll see what happens with Metroid Prime 4. But they have every right to do it. So long as it looks good, it does not match her. We go from one Destructoid to another Destructoid, and we talk about PlayStation, because they've commissioned a statue of the Horizon Forbidden West hero, Aloy. Yes, her. And I'm looking at the pictures right now, not painted at all, but still, the detail in this picture is really, really good. So, what could we actually see? What could happen with the game itself? You know, right now, it's still one of the biggest games out there, and I think it goes right along with God of War. And this is just, wow, just an awesome looking statue. But now we go to what they're teasing via DualShockers.com, because the fans want Bloodborne 2. So I go down to this tweet by Suji Yoshida, and he tweets, last five games played, Horizon Forbidden West, okay, Genshin Impact, fine. Sifu, that's number 3. Number 4, unreleased puzzle action. Number 5, unreleased Souls-like. And he replies to his last tweet, the last one is not Elden Ring. These are unreleased games. So, what could they be? What could they be? Some are thinking it could be Bloodborne 2 or Bloodborne Remake. That could be the last one. And that is what DualShockers is talking about. So what could it be? Don't know. We'll find out later. Let's go to another game that you could also find in various places. That's Assassin's Creed. Valhalla passes 1 billion revenue. This comes to us from Eurogamer.com, and they do like numbers. But with the seasons that it has passed, they included Ireland and Paris expansions, which had a fresh storyline, and now they have what the other one that goes to the gods, and that brings them quite a big numbers. So to say that they go over 1 billion, awesome number, but guess what? It's not a surprise. We go to our last story, and that is BioShock Isolation. Well, maybe delayed again. This comes to us from ggmania.com, and they put up the Twitter for Oops Leaks, and here is what they said via at Oops Leaks. Quote, new BioShock have development issues. The company has lost about 40 employees, including leads. According to my info, 2K is not satisfied with the project's results and pace. However, judging by T2's recent financial report, the game is still planned to be released by the end of 2024. Further, I've been told that some left on their own. Some were fired for various reasons. Nevertheless, it's not a development hell, but rather a slight recruiting. The studio has already started hiring new employees. It is likely that the announcement date may shift for this reason. So what do you think? Tweet me at Joe Brums. This will end the show for today. The live show is tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can find us on Twitter at Dawnforge. You can find the show at thegroupquest.com, where I post them all different shows. All the daily shows are up there. And on your favorite podcast app. We will see you again tomorrow. That's after I say, this has been a Dawnforge production, copyright 2022. All rights are reserved. Live tomorrow, twitch.tv/Dawnforge. twitch.tv/Dawnforge. Man, we got some stuff to talk about. We'll see you then.